A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest and a brief detention of Zimbabwe's Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana on Monday.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
No, this is not the first time that this has happened. The predecessor to Mr. Tomana, he was Mr. Sobhuza Kulandebele. He was arrested in 2007 on similar charges. I believe that this is more to do with the politics than with the legal issues.
Zvanga zviri right kuti vambo gara kumba vambozorodzewa nyaya yekusvika yapera and zvese zvina kuya zvomira muche because munhu wacho achanga achivatonga ari ko prosecutor isappointment yavo
ngako ke ukubotsa kwake do vanyo kuchengisa kuti mhlawumbe avakugacha oluvusayo iye executive angabe seve ama ukuthi bangenele kundlela ayenza ngayo izinqumo kumacala afika kuye ukuba atho ukuba angathuthiswa noba angathuthiswa ukuthi kunecala noba akunacala
zvakatova vasibaunzi avo vagare kumba but sotarisa maitikiro azvo zvinotoradza izvo kubasa kwacho kunotomutsa nekuti ivo kando vanenge vachifarwa kuunza nyaya zvekuthuchisa saka kana imuthuchisi ariye ari kuthutswa anogouya sei kubasa saka izvozvo ndo zvimwe zvinogona kunesa.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of the country's Prosecutor General, Johannes Tomana.
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and the country's leading legal minds and opposition parties have condemned the arrest of Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana, calling it an assault on the rule of law and the justice delivery system. But the state maintains that he criminally abused his office and by releasing two army officers detained on January 22nd for allegedly attempting to bomb Kushungu Dairies Private Limited, President Robert Mugabe's family business in Mazowe near Harare.
What does this arrest mean in terms of the rule of law? The country's major opposition parties have released statements condemning the latest action. And the first one comes from the Movement for Democratic Change, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. And there's a statement from Honorable Jesse Majome, who is the party's Secretary for Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, and the statement reads, and I quote, the MDC is bemused by the startling arrest and prosecution of the Prosecutor General. The MDC hopes that this sensational development is a big lesson to the Prosecutor General and all law enforcement authorities and officials that they must pursue justice and fairness and respect the constitutionally enshrined fundamental rights and freedoms of everyone, including those they consider as political foes or low social status. And there's another statement from the People's Democratic Party, led by former Finance Minister Tendai Biti. And the statement is from their spokesperson, Jacob Mafume. And it reads, and I quote, "While we are tempted to say the chickens are coming home to roost, we, however, must hasten to add that Tomana, as the head of the National Prosecution Authority, or NPA, should show gratitude to the call by democratic forces in ensuring that the independence of the work of the Prosecutor General was enshrined in the new constitution." So you can see, Gibbs, that the opposition parties are clearly saying that, you know, they don't agree with what has happened, but they all seem to be having serious issues with Tomana the man.
Abacatangel to Babi Funu to Bosselama Pomba, Colangale, Epulazini, Lamongamel Robert Mkabe. Ye, so Skulumanje, Upande, Unigoloko to Ipail, $1,000. Got again Masses Kangelanje, Chigele, Utaban Patin, Kajazalmaning, but Ogazwe, Mukulumente Locuta Boche, Alcambelani, Loguti, Lomsevenswake, Jano Loguti, Ubochawake, Abawas to get Kinahani. Yes, so soon as I'm not Gambelitini or watch over Johannes Tomana, Jomba Elicotel Cool Lelizwe, Gambe, you know, Mwe, or Melty, Abo Pavantu, Ham Savantu, Empton and Dava, Gambe, Mwe Futi, or Hamba, I, Conangale, Empton and Dava, Amele Luta Tonisue, E. Caraleli, Kuluman Sisu, Surandaba, Nasinobolo, 001-202-619-2077. Yes, Kuluman Sisu.
Hongoka hamadzadiwa nasi tidauti tinge tichitaura nezve kumbo sungwa kwemuchuchesi mukuru wehurumende wenyika va Johannes Tomana va Tomana vakambo chengetedzwa vari mutirongo nemapurisa nemuswe muvhuro vachizopiwa mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso kana kuti yatingati bail ye 1000 nezuro vachibva vamboburiswa asi nasi vanga vaenda ku kubasa. Asi magweta ari kuti panenge pakachikorwa mutemo pamasungirwo avakaitwa nekuti kana munhu akaita saivo kana kuti mutongi pachifungidzirwa kuti achikora mutemo panenge pachisungirwa kuti paumbwe dare kana kuti tribunal inoongorora nyaya iyi. Dare iroro ndo rinozoenda kune mutungamiri wenyika roti nyaya iyi ingadai yakabatwa so. Asi zvanga zvisingafaniri kuitwa sezvotaurwa nemagweta kuti chiripo ripocho mapurisa anoerekana ati vatomana ngavaendeswe mutirongo. Parikunzi pakachikorwa bumbiro remutemo asi samanzwawo vamwe vanopikiswa vatomana vari kuti inenge nguruve iri kukangwa nemafuta ayo Gibbs.
Spino futi zakuruma lowa eligoti rikulu usovusagula ndebe lizono ngokuruma kwake ye wakuwabochwa ngucho kwake so kuti kunzima kuti nxa ungu-prosecutor general upinde ubochwe kona pani kuti ungabochwa abafana lapa vancane baye bengazani bakwethuka nxa bekwethuka kushumenza kuti umthetho kawuhambi kuhle so sifuna ukuzwa ke ngabantu kuti batheni. So I'm told that we've got our first guest.
Yes, our first guest is a lawyer, or rather, more aptly, human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga, who is in Johannesburg, South Africa. He is a senior researcher with the Human Rights Watch. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great, really, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
So what is your take on this issue, Mr. Mavinga? That's obviously the first question.
You know, what is happening is that there has been a serious violation of Zimbabwe's constitution, because a person like the holder of the post of prosecutor general, we are not talking about the individual Johannes Tomana, the holder of the office, but that office is a constitutional office. And what has happened is the manner of his arrest is unconstitutional, because it is clearly provided for in terms of the Constitution how, if there are any issues pertaining to his office, such how the police are supposed to proceed, how government is supposed to proceed. The police should not be involved even. So what is happening is seriously embarrassing and humiliating and unbecoming in terms of when you look at the office of the Prosecutor General. It should not have happened. But it shows you the state of justice in Zimbabwe. What we have been saying for a long time as Human Rights Watch, how highly politicized and partisan these institutions like the police have become. Now they are effectively doing the bidding of political actors. We may not understand today, but it is clear that it is not the pursuit of justice that has motivated Tomana's arrest, but something else, which might be a politically motivated unconstitutional arrest, which has happened. So people may dislike Tomana the person, but the bottom line is that his arrest is unconstitutional. What has happened is really a constitutional crisis has been triggered and should not have happened.
But Mr. Mavinga, are you at all surprised that there are some who are not shedding any tears for Mr. Tomane?
Well, I am not surprised given how Tomane himself conducted him, his business while prosecutor general, because he was also selective and partisan in ways. And in some cases, like the case of Beatrice Mtetwa, he went out of his way to persecute through prosecution, really. So this is why some people would think that, you know, this is about chickens coming home to roost. But the reality is that it is a signifier. It points to a breakdown in the rule of law. It points to really things fall apart. And how factionalism in ZANU-PF has seeped itself and permeated and is now reflective in what's happening with to Tomane and others. This is not the end of it. We have not seen the last of it, but really it is a third indicator of the state of affairs in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of the country's prosecutor general, Mr. Johannes Tomane Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Mavinga, I think you still remember that the former prosecutor, the former attorney general, Sobhuza Kulandebele, was once arrested and faced the same accusations. So at the end of the day, you know, these accusations don't seem to stick. So why would the government be pursuing such matters, you know? Why are they fishing around?
Well, it's political. It's political. So when you want to look for the answers, you have to look at the relationship that Tomane has with certain political actors. And obviously, he will be assigned or apportioned to a faction. And this is why he is facing all these troubles. It is clear that he has been at the receiving end of insults with at one point the first lady, and now the issue which has been pointed to is very curious and funny issue actually of the so-called four intelligence guys who wanted to bomb the Kushingo Diaries, President Mugabe's family business. So it's very strange that this has become all of a sudden a very big issue. But the bottom line is there are some political figures who want to deal with Tomane but do not want to use the constitutional route because the issues will not stick. So this route is faster, it humiliates, and it gets rid of him, as was done with Kulandebele. And also remember, a number of judges have been arrested in similar fashion. We have Justice Faraza, who was also really arrested and humiliated and ousted out of office, and then he has to leave the country. So it's a way of dealing brutally with opponents who hold high office, but in a way that violates the rule of law, that violates the constitution, and that, in the end of the day, removes all kinds of respect or confidence, public confidence, in our judiciary system and justice system.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. If you may move a bit from where you are, I think at the end we were losing you. Tineva Terere Gibbs.
Yes. Mwan. Yes, Lomnumzanu, welcome. Okay, ngale ke eGoli. Baba, welcome. Kunjani?
Khona linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Eh, kunjani khona beGoli?
Hayi, lapha kukati izulile nethe yokuphela.
Yeah, so akutsho ungathi ngodaba lokubotshwa kaTomane.
Ya, yanya libona indaba yokuthi ngamanye lobuhlungu lolidaba. But kodwa la embona indaba esiyenza mina sihambe kahle la.
Utsho nxa sitho njalo mnumzane.
Ya kulo mthetho lana owaphuma last year okwendiswa kwabantu abancane ya yo athi zombona sikathi ngasayenzi kahle kunezinye izinto athi seziyenza hayi bona ngathi ngasayenzi kahle
so ke wena ubona ngazani nxa kungabotshwa igqoda elikhulu elelizwe kambe kuhamba njani sibili ngombono wakho
ya into esibuhlungu le
Po manje ngabothwa bothi igqotha elikhulu po mina lawe ke kuhamba njani
iphutha akazi ukuthi liyenze kanjani
awubona ngazathi asikhulume sibili mnumzana welcome la kambe akukho okunye ongani kuchaya amanzi amnyama khona
hallo
akukho ongani kuyachaya amanzi amnyama ongani akubuluvili banci wena ungwakho sibili awubona into enginxeke kungabe kukhona kwepolitika okuphakathi kwalapho
ya mbona kunenkinga kuzane khona phela
inkinga bani tshela uzulu phela mnumzana
angizibe ngazi kahle but mbona ikhona esuketi ngasehambe kahle
yo enjengani
phakathi kwakhe nebandla lezana
kungabe kuyini sibili
angizibe ngazi kahle baba but mbona kule nto engahambanga kahle
aha ye kodwa nxa singathi nje utshaye ngamafitshane uthi-ke laba bantu okuthiwa babefuna ukuyabhomba khona ngale emzini ku-dairy farm ekamnumzana umgabe kambe wena ukuthatha njani khonokho
hello
ukuthatha njani ukuthi kuthiwa kulalabo ababefuna ukuyabhomba epulazini likamongameli Robert Mugabe wena ukuthatha njani khonokho ubona njani hayi kulungile nxa usangizwa siza kudinga futhi sakufonela baba sizakufonela
okay.
Yeah, what is I'm phone now? The phone yake is cutting. So he was saying that maybe there's some political conflict within ZANU-PF, and that's why Mr. Tumana was arrested. But he's not happy about what Mr. Tumana is alleged to have uttered last time. Still remember the issue of early child marriages?
Yes.
He says there's something that he was not doing right. So maybe he may deserve this kind of, you know, arrest, yeah.
And I think we have a short video that we want to play. Let's take a listen.
To the constitution itself. So I'm here for the constitution. The prosecutor general is independent in the discharge of his functions. Certainly that discharge, in my view, cannot be reviewed by the police. You then get into serious problems. Where do they stop?
That, of course, is Mr. Tomana's lawyer there. Let's go to our callers tinemwe mutereri mukoma vati vanonzi wo kana kuti hondo makadi
ndivo makadi yezvo
munonzi mukoma wo manje
ya ndivo
okay tipewo pfungwa dzenyu munoona sei
tingagange kumusoro pekusungwa kwatumana kwaha tinenge zviziva kuti tawirirana kagara kuripo mukati mebato ravo but zvinhu zvaitozi tisame kutendeka vanhu ngavasazoda kutarisa kuti mutemo uno kuti bizeti muzimbabwe macho hamuna kana mutemo uri kuteedzera mune kodzero dzevanhu dzirigara dziri kuteerwa ndivo ndivo vamwe vanhu vamwe vevanhu vacho vaitoteera kodzero dzevanhu ivavo saka ivongu vakambotiurirwawo kodzero dzavo vanonatozoona kuti zvinhu zvazvina kunaka kuti kodzero dzevamwe vanhu vange dzinge dzichiteerwa saka dai vakapirwa hashi sendeni on that. Ndivo kana vasina chiundu changu chandechekuti vai vhipiwo vari ndivo vakazonominita kuti ndivo vakwanisa kunge vakarilisa vanhu vaida kunge vachibhomba uwo so kana pakashaika evidence ka pakashaika evidence ka hapana hautenisemunhu pasina evidence kana pakashaika umbowo vakabva vati vanhu ngavabude
asi kamukomawo tikati kana munhu achimbokanganisa akazokanganisirwawo toti tsvatuwaro zvingafamba here
aiwa so zvinhu zvagara ndezvekuitika kamunyika ukandisvikawo kurudyi ndakutotiwe kanga tindeko ndobva ndakutikawo kuribosha zvinhu zvagara zvirikutoitika hazvisi kana zvitsva kana zvekuti tingamboti pane chimwe chinhu chatingataura dichinyevanhu but chandiri kuona nenyaya yekuti pane kusawirirana kagara kuripo within the party so kusawirirana kwese zvandosareiza maproblems ekuti vazenge vachisvika pakusungwa and anishuwa kuti that is the true point because what I do zvava netanyu yakadii tikada kunzinza ende vai vazoenemuta kuti ndo vazorelisa nasi munhu akadzidzira basa rake andi ndo vakamuisa pachigaro vachiona kuti munhu akakodzera kuti ange achibatirana nevanhu saka chiizi kana akaona kuti vanhu haana mhosva ka akaona kuti vanhu haana mhosva because hapana kuprojisa evidence inokwanisa kutaridza kuti vanhu ava ndo vanhu vange vari vaida kana kuti ndo vakaremwa saka kana vachingooneka kuti havasindo vakaremwa kaka zvakanaka chese kuti vasiye but vachizomutora kuti vachida kumusunga
I want to note that Skuru Mkoma won a Kupinda Mchirongwa chedu. What Wo is saying is basically that Mr. Tomana is not approaching this subject with clean hands. He's saying that he's also allegedly responsible for abusing the rights of other Zimbabwean citizens. So he must enjoy a taste of his own medicine. Yes. But at the same time, he's saying that he's surprised that they are persecuting him like this. I mean, he was appointed on the basis that he is a competent lawyer. Mm-hmm. So if he takes a decision, it must be respected, Gibbs.
I guess Umnumzano Udlebo Mklanga was a phone in Kunapa blessing. Baba Mklanga, what's your name?
I'm
Tony Gibbs. What's your name?
I'm not going to be able to do it. So in the corner, with the I'm going to go to the event.
So, Bama Vicha, Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, there's a question here. He says, who'll be giving instructions, you know, in the absence of Mr. Tomana?
Well, what happens is that the prosecution authority in Zimbabwe is actually called the National Prosecution Authority, NPA. And within this, the head of that authority is Tomana. But in his absence, there is a deputy who then discharges the mandate of the office of the Prosecutor General. But also, in light of that, the problem is that Tomana may be is being persecuted. It may not even be him directly who may have been responsible for this case of the Gushimo Dairy Associated Four. So we need to look at that as well, because when you prosecute the office, it is not necessary to go to the person and say that he should be arrested and arraigned before the court for a discharge of a function of his office or of a function of the National Prosecuting Authority, NPA.
Yeah, Baba Mchanga, umzile lapo ekupendule. Uzenjani pendule yakhe. Ukonekiwa ni Baba Mchanga? Ubaba Mhlanga wana samozo lokho kona baba Mhlanga icingweni ye wazani iphone yakhe wanisibekiwe kodwa siyethemba kona ngapho ke elupane nxa usizwa umsakazo uzulu baba Mavinga kuphendule sithi ye nxa engekho ke umnumzana uTomana ukhona oyabe ngani uyajujisa kunapho so yena lowo muntu nguyabe gakela icala lakhe futhi ukuthi liqhutshwe ngonazelelo njalo liqhutshwe kahle ye ngithemba ukuthi uzwile khonokho baba Mhlanga.
Regai tiende ku Botswana kuna mkoma Bernard. Makadi mkoma Bernard.
Nasimba makadi yu.
Ah, isu, ndizo zoze mtoa kumwe mnyoro kumwe waka oma. Kuri seye ku Botswana.
Ah, kubetana kuri nanya hako kugara. Siku apisa.
Apisa.
Matetari kuneka.
Ah, iwanzi. Kurembera kuri nani pane kudona. Mnofana kura mamishingirira zudo itachete.
Ah, iwanzi. Metenda.
Ah, ditika. Taura ya yutinzu.
I'm going to go to the house.
I don't feel sorry for him. And he's very lucky. I felt very sad when I heard he was actually to pay bail and he's now back at work.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect that. Tomana blessing is no good for us as Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel it's either he has done good or he has done bad, but mm-hmm. I don't feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, these guys who wanted to bomb Mugabe's farm,
mm-hmm.
they were actually still under the police investigation, or the investigations were still on.
Mm-hmm.
And he released the guys. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? He wanted the guys to interfere with investigation, so he deserved to be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we say it's wrong? Is that? You know, even Mugabe himself, he deserved to be arrested. There's something wrong. So, mm-hmm. Tomana's office is not the highest office in the land. He deserves to be in jail. He deserves to be interrogated.
Mm-hmm. Asika Mkomba Bernard, apana ari kuti havafaniri kusungwa asi pari kunzi parifanira kutedzerwa mutemo kuti kana vachida kusungwa ivo vaMugabe ndo vanoumba tribunal kana kuti dare revarume kana madzimai maviri matatu voongorora kwete kuti vanhu vanongoere kana vavasunga pari kutaurwa nyaya yemutemo kwete kuti yava Tomana semunhuwo zvake.
Papa, in that part, the one but the way he used to harass other people, that is the way that they're harassing him now. That's the way they're taking to harass him as well. He has to take it. And if I were Tomana, I think this is the time to learn to know I should deal with other people in the right manner. Yes, I hear what they're saying, the gentlemen, they're saying this is against the law. But, you know, when I'm disabled, I can't say much to talk his blessing. When I'm going to say that, I'm going to say that I'm discharge.
I want to not end as Kurum Koma Bernard.
I want to not end as Machinda. You know, I don't feel sorry for him. It's either he's done good or bad.
That's your opinion, and we respect your opinion. Bernard there, you heard him. I think it's quite clear. But of course, we encourage our listeners to say Mr. Tomana is alleged to have done this, because we are not a court of law.
Right, yeah.
So anything against Mr. Tomana remains an allegation until the court says, what he did is wrong, right?
Yeah.
So
not guilty until proven guilty, right?
Yeah.
So sike sizweke umnumzana Opri Moyo ecingweni khonapho. Opri kunjani?
Ngiyaphila la.
Injani kodwa kunjani lapho khona khonapho? Ungawusezibabo?
Ngisezimbabwe nisemanamo.
Uye kunjani emanamo?
Emanamo egwanda. Kuyatshisa.
Amacimbi nya akulaluti.
Vele lo nyaka siwaboni.
Futhi bakithi ungathini ke ngodaba lolu esikhuluma ngalo baba.
Ngibona ngani nxa kungukuthi kutholakale le cala la uyawuthola umvuzo ayejayele ukuyenzela kahle.
Mhm. Awumzweli vele ngitsho
Hello?
Awumzweli ngitsho kancane.
Hayi, mina kangimzweli.
Mhm.
Angimzweli sibili ngoba ezinye izinto ayezenza abantu babengela macala yena esenza ngani bala macala.
Kodwa ubona ngazani icala lakhe liyaqhutshwa kuhle yini baba Moyo?
Mina la nxele ngaqhutshwanga kuhle kodwa bemvalela ngiyabembona anti laye wayengaqhubi kuhle ithiwa abantu.
Kuze buye
yena koloka ekwenza abani naye namhla kumfikele
bamba konapo Moyo ungayika tshana sathi sithathe kefu kancane siyabuya kuwe ke sibe sesigqethisa konapho onye ngamafutshane.
Okay
ubambe. Yeah, please.
Mr. Mavinga, please do stay on the line. Namkoma muchineripi bamu rambaiwo muri parunhare tichadzoka kwamuri. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press live talk. I'm Blessed Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.